Blog Talk Radio.
So half the show, a 30-minute special on this Monday, July 14th, 2014, Sean Palmer for Seth and Sean Sports Radio here on Blog Talk Network and courtesy of BackSportsPage.com. A pretty yucky day in New York, a little bit of humidity, and you know what? I'm on vacation in a week, so I really have nothing to complain about. 1 week from today, Seth and Sean take the sports radio show on the road. We'll be live from New York next week, but the week after we'll be, I believe, in L.A. So I will check on that to see what game we have that day. That will be on July 28th. So I have to check our itinerary because we are going on the coup de grace of sports radio. No, basically we're just going on a huge, massive road trip. Seth will hit 5 stadiums, I'll hit 6. On the 28th, we're actually off. So we'll probably be in Disney World doing it on the 28th. Disneyland, so that's what we'll be looking to do. So speaking of Major League Baseball, tonight is the home run hitting contest. First of all, if you'd like to call in, please do. 760-283-0846. We're going to be doing a 30-minute show, or as long as I can possibly talk. First of all, I'd like to take a moment and wish my grandmother, Pearl Beyer, a very happy 89th birthday. I think it's 89, maybe it's 88. 88th birthday. So 89th. Now I'm just confused. Last year, no, 89th birthday. A very happy 89th birthday to Pearl Beyer. Grandma, I have no idea on how you keep doing it, but you're still able to run rings around myself and the rest of the family. You hold us together, so a very happy birthday. Normally, I leave that for the last 5 minutes. You know what? I thought it was warranted for the post-fight. So, again, if you'd like to call in, 760-283-0846. We're basically going to be touching on Major League Baseball tonight, since Seth is not here, and we'll touch upon the NBA free agency, because the decision part two, I'd like to say I was right, and I was, and Seth's not here. Second of all, I was right in the World Cup, and Seth's not here. Irony? Coincidence? I think not. So anyway, back to Major League Baseball. Tonight is the home run hitting extravaganza, and you know, I've heard it from all sides. Some people like the home run hitting contest. Some people don't like the home run hitting contest. I tend to like it. I think it's a little bit long, and I think they're doing something about that this year and making it a little bit shorter. But overall, I think it's a good time. I think it's definitely a made-for-TV event, as we all know. But you know what? It's good stuff. It's good stuff. In 2009, I had the opportunity of going to the home run hitting contest. Wow, that's 5 years ago. Had the opportunity of going to the home run hitting contest with my younger brother Jay at Yankee Stadium. Spent the whole day at the stadium. Saw Josh Hamilton park, it seems like 40 or 50 home runs into right field. And it was a great time. I got to tell you, hadn't had a better day in a very long period of time. And so, you know what, by the way, I think I actually have to do this double. Yeah, that's for Graham. Sorry, I messed up the age. She's 89. Anyway, so we saw Josh Hamilton. We saw a bunch of different ball players park them throughout the day, throughout the evening. What a great spectacle. I know that some people get absolutely bored with the home run inning contest. If you get bored with it, don't watch it. There are other things to watch. You don't even have to tune into it. You don't even have to pay attention to the All-Star game itself. And you know what? I'm not the biggest fan of the Major League Baseball All-Star game. I have to tell you. And I really, really hate the fact that it counts. Because I think that's ridiculous. I just think it's an exhibition game. Derek Jeter is not one of the top 50 players in Major League Baseball, and tomorrow he's leading off for the American League in a game that supposedly counts. So, just don't get it. I guess we'll figure it out later. But at this point, it just makes no sense to me. So anyway, so those are the home run inning contest night for the American League. From the Toronto Blue Jays, Jose Bautista. From the Oakland Athletics, Yoenis Cespedes. Also from the Oakland Athletics, Joshua Donaldson. From the hometown Minnesota Twins, Brian Dozier. And from the Baltimore Orioles, Adam Jones. From the National League, from the Colorado Rockies, Troy Tulowitzki, who happens to be the shortstop on my fantasy league team. So go, Troy. Great year so far, and even better last week. From the Cincinnati Reds, New Jersey's own Todd Frazier. From the Colorado Rockies, and making a reappearance in Minnesota. You know what? I love these things. Making a reappearance in Minnesota is Justin Morneau. Then Yasiel Puig from the Dodgers. And then Giancarlo Michael Stanton from the Miami Marlins. So if I had to handicap this situation, and I know I'm looking at ESPN right now, and on Sports Nation, the handicap is Puig at 22%, Cespedes at 12%, Tulowitzki at 11%, and Frazier at 11%. I'm going to go out. I'm going to go out on a limb. And I'm going to make a couple of predictions here. First of all, I think the winner of this will be either Brian Dozier or Todd Frazier. No, I'm just joking. No, actually, I think it will be Brian Dozier or Giancarlo Stanton. Those are my two favorites in this. I wouldn't be surprised if Todd Frazier does make an appearance in the National League Finals. The best part about this, for this year anyway, the new format, is that the top person from each league gets a bye into the semifinals. So we don't have the guys running out of steam like Hamilton did in 2009, where he couldn't even make the finals. So this is good stuff. And that's on at 8 o'clock tonight. That's kind of why we're leaving this at 7:30. Because, A, I'm sure you don't want to hear from me all that much for 1.5 hours. B, I can't really talk for more than a half hour. Yes, pardon the time, I really can't talk for more than a half hour. We're only at 7 minutes. And C, you know what? It's good to watch some baseball. It's good to watch a home run inning contest. So I expect that you will if you're listening to the show. 7:30, I'm giving you a half hour back. So watch the home run inning contest. So tomorrow is All-Star game. Again, I don't see this as something that's a positive. I know Bud Selig, this is, I think, 7 or 8 years ago when there was a tie, tried to find a way to make this game mean something. Try to make this game mean something more than it was, which was a glorified exhibition. To me, it never will be. It just won't. It's not the same way as it was back in the 50s and 60s, or even 70s, when the teams played A, with pride and having to win, and B, those players played 6-7 innings. Ted Williams played 9 innings in All-Star games. Hank Aaron did the same. Willie Mays did the same. The best players played. It wasn't a matter of getting everybody in the game. And I know you people at home are saying, Sean, this is not the same game as it was in the 60s and 70s. You're right. It's not. But for that reason, it shouldn't count anything more. It should still be an exhibition game. It absolutely should still be an exhibition game because, like I said before, Derek Jeter is not one of the top 50 players in baseball. And yet he's leading off tomorrow night for the American League in a game that could determine, well, not could, it will, determine who is going to have home field advantage in Game 7 potentially in the World Series. So if you'd like to give me a call in, 760-283-0846, 760-283-0846. Tomorrow's starting pitchers, And this does matter. I mean, I like this idea because normally the starters go maybe two, three, sometimes even three innings. And the two starters this year are going to be Felix Hernandez, who I think has been unbelievable in Seattle. I know that we talked about this last week, in which I said many people don't know who Felix Hernandez is. No, I take that back and said this right. People know who he is. I just don't think people know how good he is. Felix Hernandez is probably the second best pitcher in baseball, top to bottom. And on some days, he may very well be the best pitcher in baseball. I mean, it's a toss between him and Clayton Kershaw. He's certainly the best righty, and Kershaw is the best lefty. So I'm very happy to see him do this tomorrow. Now, unfortunately, in some ways, tomorrow night, and I know I'm promoting this a little bit, myself, Nabate Isles, who you've come to know and love, as I have, who has been a fixture on the show as a guest, and our very own Zeb Kamis, will be doing our Mount Rushmore of the NBA. And we'll be doing that on Nabate's television show. So we'll promote a little bit today, tell you when that's going to air tomorrow, and we'll get that up on the website. So stay tuned to that. That's going to run from 7 to 9 tomorrow. I'm not sure if it's airing 7 to 9 tomorrow. I have to check on that. But we are going to go through the Mount Rushmore of the top four players, and we can discuss what Rushmore means. We'll discuss that tomorrow. But I think myself and Mr. Isles have a little bit of a discrepancy in that. Shocking. Nabate and I do not agree. Well, that should be a recurring theme for tomorrow. But anyway, we're gonna do that 7 to 9 tomorrow. So getting back, sorry, as I digress, I should ring the bell for that just for me, for digressing. Again, if you'd like to call in, 760-283-0846, or give me a shout on SethAndSean@gmail.com. SethAndSean@gmail.com. Hold on. Please hold on. And there's the bell, because I digressed, and I should probably not digress. I should stay on one path. So tomorrow is the All-Star game, 7 to 9. Starts at 8 o'clock. A little bit late for the All-Star game. But the best part of the All-Star game to me is actually the introductions of players. And I say this because when I was a kid, I did not have cable. So hence, I did not get to see all these players. And every year, there was one great day, the All-Star game, where I got to see all these great players lined up. And it's a little bit different than it is today because I get to see these guys on SportsCenter and whatnot, and I'm a little bit more of a fan, a little bit more highly involved in knowing who these guys are for both the show and otherwise. But back when I was a kid, my mom would actually record on a VHS tape while I was in summer camp the game, so when I could come home, I could watch the game. Granted, I would know the score. Granted, it was late August. But I always seem to watch the introductions because that's what really got me. And three guys tomorrow night who I expect will get rounds of applause, and I would hope that you pay close attention to when they do get introduced, are Justin Morneau, who used to play in Minnesota until last year when he got traded to Pittsburgh, won an MVP in Minnesota, won a batting title, I believe, in Minnesota, just an all-around great player until he suffered from a couple of concussions. And then last year was traded to Pittsburgh. This year was playing with Colorado. And you'll see him tonight in the home run hitting contest. Number two is Brian Dozier, because it's always great to have the hometown guy. I mean, that hometown guy gets so much love, and to see the round of applause that hometown guys get, especially Dozier. I mean, Dozier is a guy that struggled very, very mightily in the minors, switched positions a couple of times, came up, had a fantastic year this year with the bat. Last year he couldn't hit at all. This year he's changed his stance. It's a great article in Sports Illustrated on him. Highly suggest you read it. He's one of those guys that you definitely want to root for. then the third guy. This guy more than any of the others. His name is Pat Nesak. N-E-S-H-A-K? Nesak? Nesak. So Pat Nesak. Pat Nesak is from Minnesota. So understand that first. So he's born and bred in Minnesota. Went to college, then played for the Twins. You can't get any better than that, right? Can't get any better than that. Then he gets released by the Twins because he was suffering with some control problems. He gets picked up by San Diego, gets released by San Diego, goes down to the minors, plays with the Oakland Athletics, and comes up, and the day that the Oakland Athletics won their division, he was pitching. And the day after, his one-day-old son passed away, Garrett. And you can't comprehend that. I certainly can't. So within 48 hours, the best moment of his career, the worst moment of his personal life in 48 hours. So he struggles a little bit, as most people would, right? And then this past offseason, he couldn't find a job. The side armor had a little bit of some mental stumbling blocks. I mean, I can't believe that I would have any less. And there's one team that signed, one team that was interested in him, and that was the St. Louis Cardinals. And it seems like it's always the St. Louis Cardinals that pick up these reclamation jobs. Kyle Loesch, right? Remember him. David Duncan seems to do a great job. He's no longer there, but he seems to do a great job with reclamation projects. So here we are with Pat Nesak. And not only has he not allowed a run since April 9th, but this guy who couldn't get a major league contract last year is now on the All-Star team with a .70, less than a run. Hasn't allowed a run since April 9th. .70 ERA. And is now on the All-Star game. Now on the All-Star team, National League. Not only is he on the All-Star team, but he's going back to Minnesota, which is where he's from and where he played before. When asked earlier this week if he thought he would be on an All-Star team, he said, and I'm paraphrasing, if I was on the AAA All-Star team this year, it would have been fantastic. Pat Nesak has a great blog. He is a person you should follow on Twitter. He's just a good all-around guy, from what I can tell. So, if you're watching the intros, watch for him. I mean, he's going to get a good round of applause, as he should. Congratulations, Pat. Congratulations to all the All-Stars on a fantastic accomplishment. Because when you're at the pinnacle of your sport, it's kind of hard to go anywhere. I mean, kind of hard not to smile. Kind of hard not to be happy. So let's talk about the pinnacles of their sport. And we're going to take a little break so I can get a little glass of water. And we'll be back in 2 minutes here on the Seth and Sean Sports Radio Show.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따스러운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 나는 변화해. 낮에는 너만큼 따다로운 저 사나해. 커피 시키기도 전에 원샷 때리는 사나해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 사나해. 그런 사나해. 아름다워.
오빤 강남스타일. 강남스타일. 오빤 강남스타일.
And we're back. It looks like it's raining in Minnesota, so that should be an interesting home run derby. The ball coming off a little bit right off the bat. But anyway, so we're talking about pinnacles in your sport, and we got about 10 more minutes. If you'd like to call in, 760-283-0846. Again, the abbreviated version of the Seth and Sean Sports Radio Show here on Blog Talk Radio. You get one half of the host, you get one half of the time. There's nothing more I can do. Well, there is, but really, you don't want to talk. You don't want me talking for an hour. Again, 760-283-0846. Yeah, I've called myself because there is more. So anyway, so the old adage, you can never go home again. Well, I think that's kind of gone. Because LeBron James is going home. And I have to say, I predicted it. I'd like to give myself a little bit of credit. There's no Seth here, so I guess I'll come again next week, and we'll talk about it some more. But LeBron is going home to Cleveland. And truthfully, I couldn't be any happier. I was upset when, oh, it is really coming down in Minnesota. Sorry, I'm watching on ESPN. You can put that on mute and watch and listen to me, but it's certainly coming down. Anyway, that being said, it looked like a Joe Mauer lookalike just caught the ball in center field. Anyway, just hope nobody gets hurt tonight. So, LeBron goes home to a much younger team than when he left, a much better team than when he left, and a much better team that was left in Miami. I don't think you can dispute that. Any of that. And the trickle-down effect comes on. Chris Bosh goes back to Miami. Dwayne Wade's going to go back to Miami. Rob Dan goes to Miami. Josh McRoberts goes to Miami. Carmelo Anthony goes to New York. Paul Gasol goes to Chicago. A couple of signings. Jordan Hill in the Laker uniform. Vince Carter goes to Vancouver. And now the tide has turned, and now the East has opened up, because I don't think there's a prohibitive favor. I mean, I like Chicago, and I like what they've done, and I love the acquisition of Paul Gasol. I really think that, along with Mitrovic, the Spaniard, who was signed last night to a three-year deal, they have the best front court in basketball, to me. They have Taj Gibson, Mitrovic, Gasol, they're going to amnesty Boozer, and Yannick Noah. Not Yannick. If I can really get Joakim Noah's name right one time while I'm on the show, that would be great. And I will keep buzzing myself, because that's really the way it goes. But anyway, so 5 minutes left in the show. And yeah, so I was really happy to see both Carmelo and LeBron come back. Carmelo took a lot of money to do it, and LeBron took the max, which is what he wanted. Now, LeBron went for a two-year deal. And for those that are saying, well, he only went for 2 years, so we're going to go through this again. Well, there's two things that you need to know. Number one, you didn't read the SI column in which he explained why he was coming back, that basketball is bigger. I got to keep digging myself. That Northeast Ohio is bigger, or was bigger, a bigger part of it than they realized 4 years ago. He went and got his championships, and now he's back. And the fact that he got a two-year deal and not a five-year deal or a four-year deal doesn't change the fact that he's going to finish his career in Cleveland. The reason he got a two-year deal is because in 2 years he can opt out again and get a bigger contract. Because the salary cap will be going, In 2 years, the salary cap is going to shoot through the roof. Absolutely shoot through the roof. Because of the new agreement that the NBA is going to have with their television partners. So he's going to be able to make a lot more money. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in anybody's mind. Well, there may be doubt in some people's mind, but not in mine. None, I believe, in the Cavaliers. None, I believe, in LeBron James' mind, that he is a Cavalier through and through for the rest of his career. And good for him, and good for the city of Cleveland. I am extraordinarily happy. I am waiting to see how they put that team together. They have a lot of pieces, and they now have two guys on max contracts, being LeBron and Kyrie Irving. And just how much they're going to be able to sign, and just how many people are going to be able to fit under that cap, will be interesting to see in the upcoming years. I think right now I don't even know if they're under the cap. In fact, I'd be surprised if they were because of those two contracts. I'm going to look it up right now. I love the internet, if I haven't said that before. It just gets better and better. One second, let me get that for you. Fine people. Salaries, Cleveland Cavaliers. Okay, so next year they're at $46 million. This is before the Kyrie Irving max contract. And next year, Anderson Varejo expires, so they will be at about, given a max contract, they're about 42. So they'll have some room for one more guy. But if they make the reported deal of getting Kevin Love, they will not have any room. That'll just be the end of it. So anyway, we got 2 more minutes left on the show, a quick show today due to the lack of a partner and just me talking. So 2 more minutes. I'd like to take a minute, and I know we're going to sound like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'd like to take a minute and express some heartfelt sentiments. You're going to see a commercial tomorrow for Derek Jeter. I am not a Yankee lover. In fact, for those that have listened to the show, they know very well I do not like the Yankees at all. I do not like the Red Sox. But the commercial that Nike put out for Derek Jeter is absolutely fantastic. And if you don't see it tomorrow on the All-Star game, if you're not watching it, YouTube it. Because it's definitely worth seeing. There is no bigger class act in sports right now than Derek Jeter. There are two Yankees that I won't say I salute. I won't say I have confidence in what's the word I'm looking for. I respect for them. Actually, there are three. There's Mariano Rivera, who is beyond respect. There's Paul O'Neill, who I always respected, giving 130% of whatever he had. He wasn't a great player, but he surely gave everything he had. And then there's Derek Jeter, who did it with class, who continues to do it with class. So if you're going to take a watch, if you're going to watch some of the game, watch the first at bat. Watch right before he comes up, because that's when that commercial is. And if you don't get to see it tomorrow, check it out on YouTube. Okay, so 30 minutes down next week, the pre-trip show here on Blog Talk Radio. For Sam Kamens, who happens to not be here tonight, this has been Sean Palmer. And for Seth and Sean Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and BackSportsPage.com. So we'll talk to you next week, a little bit more about the trip and the NBA in general. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and have a great week, everybody.